Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes, even when your brain is screaming no? You know that feeling, right? Like a pinball bouncing between obligations, never quite finding its way home to some peace and quiet. Well, today we're tackling something super important. Setting those healthy boundaries with others because your mental health deserves a VIP treatment pass. Let's be real for a second. This world throws a lot at us. Work deadlines, social expectations, family drama, the never-ending scroll of doom that is social media. It's easy to feel like we have to answer every call, attend every event, and offer our energy to everyone who asks. But here's the truth. Saying yes all the time can actually be a recipe for burnout and resentment. It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty stomach. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. So how do we flip the script? How do we become masters of our own time and energy? First up, remember this. Your feelings are valid. If something makes you uncomfortable, stressed, or drained, it's okay to say no. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your car if you needed it for an important appointment, right? Your time and energy are equally valuable. Next, get clear on your priorities. What truly matters to you? Family, friends, your hobbies, personal growth? Once you know what fuels your soul, focus your energy there. It's like choosing the right ingredients for a delicious meal. If you put in the wrong stuff, it's just not going to taste good. Speaking of ingredients, communication is key. Learn to say no, politely but firmly. You don't need to over-explain or apologize. A simple, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to make it this time," can work wonders. Think of it as setting a clear boundary, like a fence around your garden, that protects your precious flowers from being trampled on. Now, here's where things get real. Practice saying no in low-stakes situations first. Start with something small, like declining an invitation to a social gathering you don't feel up for. As you build confidence, you'll find it easier to handle bigger requests. And remember, setting boundaries isn't about being unapproachable or mean. It's about taking care of yourself and ensuring your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend keep draining your battery without asking for a recharge, right? Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a total rock star at her job, always going the extra mile, helping out colleagues, taking on extra projects. She was constantly yesing to everything, feeling good about being helpful, but slowly burning herself out. She started getting anxious, sleep-deprived, and even missed out on spending quality time with her loved ones. One day, she realized something. This constant yes had become a burden, not a badge of honor. So, she started saying no to non-essential tasks, delegating when possible, and prioritizing her own well-being. Guess what? She felt lighter, less stressed, and more present in her life. Sarah's story is a reminder that setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's smart. It's about protecting your energy, honoring your commitments to yourself, and creating space for the things that truly matter. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. So, how can you tap out of overstimulation and set healthy boundaries? First off, start by acknowledging that your feelings are valid. Next, get clear on your priorities, what truly matters to you. Then, practice saying no, politely but firmly. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support from friends, family, or a therapist if you need help navigating these tricky waters. That's a wrap for today's episode. Remember, setting boundaries is a powerful act of self-care. It takes courage and practice, but the rewards are worth it. So go out there, set those boundaries, protect your energy, and keep shining bright. Don't forget to subscribe. share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and join the conversation on social media using ETAP Out of Overstimulation. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom and motivation. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.